This medical update on KRDO is sponsored by DaVita Medical Group.
And joining us this morning from DaVita Medical Group, Dr. Sharon McKelvey is here continuing our month-long conversation for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
It's great to talk with you. So let's start with some common myths about breast cancer.
Absolutely. So some of the common ones that we hear are, gosh, can you get breast cancer from drinking milk? Does milk or cow's milk seem to cause that? And no, absolutely no. There's been no proof. It's been looked into, studied. It does not cause breast cancer.
I have never actually even heard that before.
Okay, gotcha. That was on some of the websites that I read.
Oh, that's crazy.
Tell me some myths you've heard, because that way we can shed light on those.
Actually, I haven't heard of any myths, so why don't you continue with some of the myths you've heard?
Okay, then we'll do that. So, you know, women always get concerned, if I feel a lump, does that mean it's always cancer? Absolutely not. Most lumps that women feel are not cancer. But we, you know, having said that, anytime you feel something unusual, and we do recommend doing self-breast exams, you want to talk to a provider to get it looked at, and probably if you're in, you know, get screened somehow to see is that lump perhaps a cancerous one.
Right? Well, that's good advice. Any other myths you'd like to dispel?
Sure. There seems to be, gosh, if there's family history, that means I'm going to get breast cancer. Not necessarily. We look at, and we want to make sure we focus at DaVita Medical Group, we want women to know, and it does affect men, so there is a small percentage of men too, but usually family history, if it's what we call a first degree relative, so that would be mother, sister, daughter. And if it's at age 50 or less, so if great-grandma got breast cancer at 86, that doesn't necessarily mean you're at higher risk. So now, it depends on the family history and the age.
Okay, but it sounds like staying in touch with your primary care provider is very important.
Absolutely. You know, we're there to help keep everyone healthy, answer questions. And there can be, again, we're going to say most women, mammogram is the number one screening. That's how we screen age 40 to 74 every 1 to 2 years, generally speaking. But if there are certain circumstances, you may fall outside those barriers. And again, you talk to your primary care.
And doctor, this, and I was just going to mention this, we had this story last week on KRDO News Radio, and I bring it up only because the evolution in medicine is so awesome right now. We had a story last week that says a vaccine is being tested at the Mayo Clinic that researchers say has removed cancer cells from a breast cancer patient. And when I see stories like that, it's exciting because so many things are happening in the world of medicine.
Oh, absolutely. They're doing studies all the time. We've come so far. Even the mammograms today are different than they were 40, 50 years ago. We just keep improving. So that's why, you know, research is so important.
Awesome. Well, Dr. Sharon McKelvey from DaVita Medical Group, thanks so much for joining us this week, and we'll talk with you next week.
Sounds wonderful. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
All right, doctor. Thank you. 640 on KRDO's Morning News.